Okay, good morning. Thanks for coming so early morning. So the goal of this presentation is to show several selected applications of the hydrous models in the numeric analysis of hydrological and thermal behavior of various engineering systems. And first of all, I would like to acknowledge the senior author of this presentation, Giuseppe Brunetti. I have to admit that he has done almost all the work on this presentation and on these papers. When I met him about 2.5 years ago, he was a PhD student at the University of Calabria in Italy, and he just graduated early this spring or this summer. So I met Giuseppe about 2.5 years ago for the first time when he took the hydrous course in Prague. And then he stayed also with me for about 6 months, and he did a lot of simulations with the hydrous models, in particular to various low impact development systems such as green roof, permeable pavements, stormwater filters, and borehole heat exchangers. I have to say that he's a grandmaster in Python, in using Python, and so when he was using hydrous, he was very quickly coupling it with various other tools, which allowed him to do a lot of other analysis. Not surprisingly, we were using hydrous and in all three directions, dimensions, 1, 2, and 3D. So the outline is here. First, I mentioned what these low-impact development techniques are, and then provide some more detailed information about the particular applications. So what are these techniques? So it's a green approach to handle the stormwater, and it seeks to mimic the natural hydrology of the site before it was urbanized. And there are many examples, such as bioretention cells, dry wells. Shalini will be talking about dry wells in the next presentation, permeable pavement, green roofs, and many others. So we did apply that to some of these techniques. So I'll start with the green roof. So that's the first application. And we published this in the Vadozone Journal. So that's the journal of the society, in case you don't know. And it's a journal which has very quickly increasing impact factors. So I recommend to publish your best work there. Okay, well, this is the photo of the green, of the empiric, of the green roof at the University of Calabria. So it's an experimental green roof. And here you can see the cross section. So it consists of several layers, soil substrate, drainage layer, and below there is an impervious membrane. The green roof has a slope of 1%. And it's built in this checkered system. So you have every other square is vegetated, and it's irrigated by the drip irrigation system. And so we represented this green roof, or these four squares, as you see here, in the hydrous 3D. And here you see the geometry, you see finite element mesh, mesh discretization. Then here you see the boundary conditions, which change from square to square depending on the presence or absence of plants, and then some example of results. So first of all, first we measured the soil hydraulic properties using the evaporation method, and the parameters were obtained using the HyProbe software, and the parameters were obtained for both unimodal and bimodal description of the soil hydraulic properties. And then we did apply the model to the experimental data using the specified boundary conditions, which you can see here are the, so initially the roof was irrigated, and then you see here also some rainfall events, and then we made the simulations to predict the outflow from the roof, and you can see that there was quite good correspondence. Then we did also some single event analysis where we were evaluating how delayed or reduced the outflow was, what was the storage of the roof, and you can see again some comparison of the experimental data and the model. Well, the second application was in permeable pavement, and that was published in Journal of Hydrology. Here is a photo again of the permeable pavement. So this is permeable concrete at the surface. Here you see the cross-section of that So it's a complex system which consists of porous concrete at the top, underlined by coarse sand. Then there are two base layers of crushed stones and then another layer of sand. And we tried to model that using HYDROS-1D, this one. And we tried to optimize parameters, so hydraulic parameters, using the experimental data. And obviously you can see that there is a lot of layers, and so it's difficult to calibrate the model against such system. So if we optimize parameter for all the layers, we would have 16 parameters. The single porosity models, they didn't work very well for these crushed stone systems, so for those we would need a dual porosity model, and that would need even more parameters, so there was a lot of parameters, and so it's not doable really to do the optimization. So we did a lot of, before doing the calibration, which we did eventually using particle swarm algorithm, so we did a lot of additional analysis, such as the global sensitivity analysis using Sobol's method to find out which parameters are sensitive and which are insensitive. And in addition to this global sensitivity analysis, we did also other analysis, Monte Carlo filtering, kernel density estimation, correlation and analysis, etc. So we identified the parameters which were important, and then we optimize only those parameters while ignoring the others. And again, there is a lot of techniques, so if you are interested in details, you need to look at that paper. This slide shows the performance of the model during both calibration and validation stages, and using both those two scenarios with the single porosity and dual porosity model. And at the bottom of the graph, you can see the quantification of that correspondence, Nash subclave efficiency index, and you can see that the dual permeability models have much higher value of that index. Okay, the third application was to a stormwater filter. And here we use something which is called surrogate modeling. And again, we published that in Journal of Hydrology. Here is a schematic of the experimental system. So there is an impervious parking lot from which water flows to the stormwater filter. Here you can see the cross-section of the stormwater filter. So again, it consists of multiple layers. And here you see HYDROS-2D, in this case, a representation of that with the boundary conditions. And again, so now if you want to calibrate the model, it would require quite significant resources because it's a 2D application, so again, multiple layers. So what we did here, we did something which is called surrogate modeling. And surrogate modeling is an approach where you try to develop and then use in the further analysis model which is much simpler than the original model. So original model is HYDROS-2D, and examples of the surrogate modeling would be artificial neural network, support vector machine, etc. And so what we did in these applications, we actually used kriging, which you know is used for the spatial analysis usually. So the idea here is that you run few runs with the expensive model such as HYDROS, then you generate response surfaces. So here I have two examples in 1D and 2D. And then you approximate these response surfaces using kriging or any other of these techniques. And then you can analyze that approximated surface, which is obviously much faster to do than to do the original model. Well, you need to first validate that surrogate model. In this case, this kriged surface. So here, this slide shows the validation in the gray line. That's the validation of the original model. So we look at that and we're not very satisfied with that. So we use some infill points where we would do some additional simulations. So we would get better representations in the areas where the surrogate didn't work very well. And you can see that we could bring that R-squared to 98%, and that's a pretty good correspondence. And then we could do all the other additional analysis very quickly using this surrogate. So again, we did global sensitivity analysis and parameter optimization, etc., on the surrogate rather than on the original model. There are many other options how you can do this surrogate modeling. For example, you can replace this two-dimensional system with the one-dimensional vertical flow using solving Richard's equation and then solving lateral flow using the Business equation. So that would be another example for the same system. Okay, the fourth application is a borehole heat exchanger. This we applied in the applied energy, so that's a channel where we usually don't publish, but it has impact factor of 7, so that's our goal with the Vado Zone journal, right, Harry? And so here we use surrogate modeling also, and we use it for ground source heat pump. So that's a system, right, where you circulate water in the subsurface, in the pipe, and then you transfer heat from ground to the pipe and back. So again, we use the surrogate modeling. So we develop a 1D model which simulated heat advection in the pipe, and then we couple that with HydroStudy to simulate the heat transfer in the source in the two-dimensional transects. And we couple these two models using the Robin boundary conditions, and then we apply this model to thermal response test. That's a typical test which is done to determine effective thermal properties of the ground, and we use these data to validate our numerical approach. So here you see we had two thermal response tests, one done at University of Tokyo University of Agriculture Technology, and the other one at Saitama University. Both these co-authors, both of their names is Saito, so they both had the same name. Although two different universities. Well, you can see the correspondence between the outflow temperature measured and then modeled with our coupled SIS model. And you can see on the left here also the temperature spatial distribution at different depths and different times. And then obviously this coupled model gives you a lot of capabilities to analyze effects of different factors on that test. So we did some sensitivity analysis, evaluating whether groundwater flux would affect that or how big impact it would have, whether the water table depth impacts the results, also what is the impact of grout thermal conductivity and so on. And then you can get the spatial distribution of temperature in the underground based on the fluxes. You can reflect also layering on the temperatures in the pipe and so on. So. Okay, and then finally, the last application which I want to mention, which we are working on now, is that we are also developing the model for the furrow irrigation, which is a complex 3D system, but we are developing a simple 1D model for flow overland and coupling it with these cross-sections with HydroStudy. So again, that would be the lower fidelity surrogate model, replacing these complex 3D models, and so hopefully you will get that finished soon. So this is what we are trying to do that. And again, we use standard HIDRS 1D, 2D, and then all these additional tools were done in Python. And Python also was handling all the data and transfers between HIDRS and these codes. And that's all I have. Thank you.